This recording, Tennessee 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. So yeah, I was born and raised in Knoxville. I lived here until I graduated from college at the University of Tennessee. And then I went out to California and went to school I was seeking to be trained as an actor. So I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts out on the West Coast and spent 2 years in that program where they did put me in a southern voice and dialect class to teach me how to get rid of the Southern. But, you know, of course, they made sure to let me know that, hey, that's part of you. You don't have to get rid of it. You just need to know how to get rid of it. So I spent another couple years in Los Angeles, came back to Tennessee in the early 90s for about a year and a half. And then I moved to Chicago for 4 years, where I did some improv and things along those lines. And after that 4-year stint, I came back again to Knoxville, and I've been here ever since. And currently am a faculty member in the Department of Theater at the University of Tennessee, where I am a big ball fan. I was introduced to the balls when I was about 6 years old. That was probably the first game I ever went to. So I'm 55 now. So I've got almost, 50 years worth of ball fan in me.